Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Amy Grant, Christian singer, opens up about God helping her face recovery without fear. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Adam Staten. Amy Grant, a Christian singer, has faced numerous medical issues, including a brain injury following a bike accident. But here's how God helped her do it without fear. Amy endured a long road to recovery after several health battles. But the six-time Grammy Award-winning singer, with Christian and pop hits like Baby Baby, feels like she's finally emerging from the ordeal. Here's how her faith helped to keep her strong. Back in 2021, Amy hit a pothole while riding her bike. She knew she would be banged up, but she never imagined she would suffer from a brain injury. Amy went from knowing the names of her family and singing to writing what she did know in a notebook. "I wrote this long book. It was a spiral notebook, and I was just writing to remember, writing, making sure I could remember everybody's name in my family, which I couldn't at first," she said. This included no memory of any of the songs she had written and performed. She was told it would take up to 18 months to fully recover, but she's not letting the road to recovery keep her parked. She isn't out of the woods yet, but through God's healing and strength, she's getting there. "I feel fantastic. I mean, really, from 2020 on, I feel like I had to. If I were a car, I've made a lot of trips to the shop, and I feel like I'm emerging. I went, oh man, I feel like a classic now, and actually sort of revved up in a really beautiful way," she said. Since recovering, Christian singer Amy Grant has performed a time or two. The night of her first performance, she prayed for God's grace and strength. She recalled how much it meant to have support and great friends. So the first night of that Christmas tour, which is the first time back on tour, teleprompter, and I was on heels, she said. "I was like holding on to the piano. Before the show, I was like, I'm so scared. And I work with so many great singers, and they're like, we got you. With the support of her husband, Vince Gill, and her family, she is back to performing, and she's back in the studio to record new music. Despite the bike accident, Amy seems to be in a better place. "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. You are my praise." Jeremiah 17:14.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Shelter dog escapes his kennel, and cameras reveal what a wild night he had. Written by Adam Staten, read by Adam Staten. A shelter dog in Pennsylvania had quite the party once the staff left for the night. He left them with a big surprise the following morning. Dogs are kind, loving, and loyal companions. Simply put, dogs are amazing creatures. However, as anyone who has been lucky enough to own a dog knows, canines can be a tad messy and can get into mischief at times. That is exactly what happened when Gilligan, a shelter dog at the Bedford County Humane Society in Pennsylvania, got out of his kennel one evening. After the staff left for the night, Gilligan had the time of his life. When one of the organization's employees, Ross Joyce, returned to work the next morning, she could hardly believe her eyes. She returned to find Gilligan out of his cage, jumping around all excited. But that wasn't her only discovery. she found all the Bedford County Humane Society's animal toys strung out through the hallways. It was a mess at the video and TikTok shows. As Joyce explained, Gilligan seemed to have a method to his madness. He went through each toy, one by one, and put out each squeaker, she said. And the ones that didn't have squeakers, he pulled out and then just left alone. He skipped all the ones that didn't have squeakers. He only wanted the squeakers. Gilligan also appeared on the shelter's video surveillance camera. He runs up and down the halls with toys in his mouth as toys lay scattered throughout the shelter. The video of Gilligan's fun night went viral. The clip showing the aftermath of Gilligan's fun evening has been watched more than 4.5 million times. After the video of Gilligan's escape got widespread attention, one woman offered to buy the long-term shelter dog a toy every month for the rest of his life, according to the staff. Instead of getting upset about the mess during the evening of fun, staff at Bedford County Humane Society had a different reaction. Hey, what great way to show off our shelter and show people what fabulous dogs are waiting at the shelter, Janet Gates, the shelter's manager, said. God created the large sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarmed after their kind, and every winged bird after its kind. God saw that it was good. Genesis 1:21.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.